Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Come on in and get heard. This is why the show was invented, to talk video games.
That's right.
Not just for video games, all video games. Doing just 20 years of national syndicated. Come on in and get heard. Neophytes and hardcore gamers, everybody in between. You're my unpaid correspondent. You tell me what's good. What's good, girl? You tell me what's going to work and what's not going to work. Because we're in the golden age of video games. There's never been more video games. There's never been no omnipresent. Everybody has them. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of garbage out there. I always judge video games on one criterion, and it's basically pretty simple. It's, are they fun? If they are fun, then we will play. Aha. See how that works? If they're fun, we will play them. It doesn't matter how high, how pretty they are. It's basically it. In Tetris, where's the amazing graphics there? We play it, right? Don't worry, we'll get a little bit more involved than Tetris. The interrupt the programming of Sports Byline USA in downtown San Francisco. Also, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live, and emails to me for cheap boot. Or win game at 40 after at sportsbyline.com. I'm on sbnationlive.com out of Houston, Texas. And I'm on the fantastic Sirius 211 in progress. That's the Dan Patrick channel. Always great to be on Sirius. Where my truckers at? I gotta say it loud. Where my truckers at? And American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We got an interview today. We're gonna give away a brand new game. We got a lot of stuff coming up. And 1-800-870-PLAY. Get you in 1-800-878-7529. Come on back.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're gonna get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review, and we're working on our connection. I know it's not the most fantastic audio quality. We do have an interview coming up with Torsten Volt from Krefeld, Nordrhein-Westfalen. That's coming up next, and we'll talk to him straight from Germany here in California. We are drenched, and a lot of the Wi-Fi and the electronics are on. Fritz, lots of gremlin, but we're bringing the video view to you. I am Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco, Sports Island, USA. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY, and I'll get the interview next segment. We'll give away a game at 40 after. I'll also tell you what's new on shelves. All right, as a general rule, video games have not made for great movies and TV, and we know that, and in spite of Hollywood trying so many times to capitalize on video games, there are some pretty hokey adaptations. Did you like The Witcher on Netflix? A little more about the book. Did Halo on Paramount Plus? Do you remember the Super Mario Brothers movie with Lou Albano? Do you remember when Chris Pratt played Mario? And on. I mean, funny, like Angry Birds isn't a video game, it's an app. Now, there's a big difference. And people say, well, Words with Friends is a video game. It's not. HBO's adaptation of The Last of Us
is a pretty big achievement, and mostly because Craig Mazin made it. This is the guy that did Chernobyl. If you saw Chernobyl on HBO with Jared Harris and others, absolutely fantastic series. And you bring in a guy like Pedro Pascal, who, to me, he got into my consciousness in Narcos, and then you throw in him in The Mandalorian as well. You bring in Bella Ramsey, and it kind of brings the visceral, intimate quality of this game to us. And it's a pretty competent series. Now, here's the thing about The Last of Us. I'm not a fan of the game. Rick, how dare you host a show and say such a thing? Well, it's not that I'm saying it's a bad game. I'm just not a fan of games where they pull the joystick out of your hand. In other words, people sit down at Naughty Dog or these type of developers, and they go, what movie can we make? And then make it a video game. Be like, what? Well, it's just sort of like, let me hold on to the controller. I'm watching. There's just amazing voice acting, and they hired us, the Hollywood scriptwriter. And I remember the first time I played it, it's like, oh, wait, I do something, and it says press X to put ladder up. I go, okay, now we're playing, and you're trying to get out of these cinematics, these like horribly long cutscenes. You can't get out of them. They make you watch them. It was on and on. And then you press X to put the ladder up, press square to climb the ladder, and now here's 11 minutes of cutscene. Like, people are like, oh, what a tour de force. What an amazing game. To me, that's not a game. That's like a sort of a quasi somewhat interactive movie is what it is. But Last of Us takes, of course, in a post-apocalyptic world. It's just a little bit different than most zombie stories. I think a lot of people have seen The Walking Dead, and they beat that series to death, pun intended, double entendre, with the multiple spin-offs and everything else. But this time, the world-ending culprit isn't a virus, but a fungus that kills and controls its host body and spreads by bites. Yes. And so the zombies are referred to in the show as the infected, or as they were in The Walking Dead, walkers. Covered with porous growth, they can run. They're pretty hard to kill. The fungi don't take long to end the world. And the series opens in 2003, when everything went wrong before jumping 20 years into a totalitarian society that has persevered in the faith of death and destruction. I was reading a review on USA Today about it that signed off. A lot of people really like this, but Pascal is plays Joel and his daughter, Sarah, who loses her at the initial outbreak. And 2 decades of trauma has turned him into a very, very tough customer. So he joins up with a fellow survivor by the name of Tess, who you might remember from Mindhunter. This is by Anna Torv. And they're trying to get through a controlled, fascist-controlled, if you like, quarantine zone in Boston when they cross paths with Ramsey. She plays Ellie. She's a 14-year-old born into this world. So it's clear for even someone who never played any of the game that something's going on here, and that this is when Mazin makes you start caring about the characters. Now, I've always said in a video game, I don't care about my motive. I don't care about my character. I don't care. And I was like, why am I shooting everyone? It doesn't matter. I just care if it's fun or not. But when it comes to TV or movies, it's not a thrill-a-minute hardcore Henry type of movie. I need to buy in with at least one character. Something has to be compelling about him or her. Now, I might be compelled because I hate that character so much, and then I'm compelled to keep watching. It doesn't mean I have to love everyone. But how many times have you watched something and you thought, you know what? I don't care about any of these people. I didn't see that glass onion thing, but everyone told me there's literally not one character you care about. And I just, across the board, they said it was horrible. Now, I could judge it for myself, but that'd cost me 2 hours. But it's a lot of people, I think, will compare this to The Walking Dead. And I see why they would, because that was so popular. But, you know, sometimes the story does leave away from Joel and Ellie's journey west, and they focus on other things and the vignettes that really make The Last of Us compelling. You might wish that the show would focus on more of them. And you also have the third episode, a survivalist played by Nick Offerman, and the man he falls in love with, Murray Bartlett. You might remember him in the first White Lotus. But right, it's not a groundbreaking series, but it is done very well. It's compelling, as I mentioned. It's gripping. It's pretty good zombie story that's done the right way. You could say they needed to take bigger risks and they needed to be bolder. But a lot of times you make these games and you don't want to offend the gamers that are into it. And listen, when I watched the first 15 minutes of the Doom movie, that's all I could get. Love Doom. This has nothing to do with it. And sometimes they remake great movies, even though they don't need to. And it's like, why would you remake Rollerball? And they did the one with, it was just horrifying, that remake of Rollerball, which is one of the great 70s movies. But what I'm trying to say is, for one of the first times ever, you have a series that's based on a video game, and it's actually pretty good. And that's not bad. You know, if you just say, well, there's never been one, there is here. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back. We're going to go to Germany with Thorsten Furt. We'll do that next, right here on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We go now to Germany to check in with Torsten Vogt from JoinDots to talk about the new video game Emoji Kart Racer, the first official emoji video game, which will be racing onto PS4, PS5, also Xbox consoles and Nintendo Switch in February as well. Torsten, first of all, I have to say, willkommen. You're in Krefeld, is that right?
Yeah, we are basically Krefeld.
That's Nordrhein-Westfalen. Ich habe Familie in Paderborn und Solingen auch.
Ah, Solingen. Okay, great.
Yes.
It's nearby.
Yes, it is very near. All right. Let's talk about the Emoji Kart Racer, because this sounds like it's going to be a hit. What was the idea behind it?
The Emoji company is based in Dubai, and they approached us. We talked about what we can do together, and so we ended up with the Emoji Kart Racer. Maybe not the last.
All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to try and get Torsten on the line again, because we got a little bit of a crackly connection there. We do know that he is 6,000 miles away, which might have something to do with it, and also we have the winter weather as well. But you think about the genesis of kart racing video games and how many people tried to glom on to Super Mario Kart. And you basically, if you can think of a character in video games, you can think about what kind of kart game that they made to sort of cash in on that, like I said. This one, there's something about emojis. We all use them. I know I use them sometimes and people say, what are you, 14 years old? And I'm like, no, I just use emojis. For me, I mean, it's just, it gives tone. Like if someone said, hey, I'll be there in a minute, and you write, great. Well, that could mean, like, great. But it also could mean, like, great. So if you put a smiley face after great, it just gives a little more tone and a little more texture. Torsten, do we have you back on a better connection, mein Freund?
I hope so. Yes. I changed something. So it should work now better.
Yes. Das ist aber schön jetzt. Let's go back to how we started. How did it all get off the ground, Emoji Kart Racer?
Yeah, we were approached by the Emoji Company, which is not so far located from Krefeld. And we had some talks and we decided to make a game together. And that ended up in Emoji Kart Racer.
So when you think about the emojis, which ones are you going to pick, which ones you're not going to pick, what did that come down to?
We have a lot of different emojis. We are featuring all sorts of happy and rascally emojis. So you can, for example, choose heart or squinting eyes for your character.
Like you said, choose, like you were leaving. Choose, yes.
Choose. Yeah.
So when you think about all the different tracks and worlds, how did you guys come up with all the ways to race around?
We have a lot of different tracks. So in the end, we started with how we want to have the game looking. And as emojis are done in a cartoonish comic way, we voted for the same kind for Emoji Racer. So we are featuring vibrant colors on our racetracks, and you can experience a wide range of surroundings. You could drive, for example, on a tropic track, on an icy track with a lot of snow, and even through the sky.
When you think about skill levels, too, you want anybody to be able to pick up this game, but you also want to make it a challenge to hardcore gamers. So how do you do that with the skill levels?
It's definitely for all kind of players. Emoji Kart Racer provides three difficulty levels, which are unlocked via play and finish the different courses and cups. So you have a new experience from one playthrough to the next. And so small kids can pick it up and stick with the easy mode, or you can go to the extreme mode, and then it's really hard to beat it.
Now, obviously, we can just, as you say, grab one of the classic emojis, but tell me about the generator to create something from over 20,000 combinations.
Yeah, we have the emoji card generator provides the possibility to create your own combination of an emoji, a card, a headpiece, and a color, and as you said, resulting in almost 20,000 different combinations. We also have headpieces like a cowboy hat, a helmet, a top hat, and even a party hat.
What would be, because obviously we're only going to play games if they're fun. So the fun factor, when you started testing it, what were some of your, you know, the beta testing? Were they saying a little more of this, a little less of that? What was the feedback?
It was about when we first placed the emojis on the cards and raced around, we had the issue that you couldn't see the emoji from the front, you know, because usually you just look from the back to the character. And actually, that was the hardest part to solve. And now we implemented a nice camera, which is always available, and you can fly around your cart and look at your emoji from all sides. And that was the most critical part in terms of graphics and also usability, because driving while you are doing something and change the camera, it was quite hard to get it placed right in the game.
And then what about competitions? Is there going to be like a leaderboard, or, you know, because people like to compete, as you know?
We have a leaderboard. You can play with up to four players in couch co-ops, so in your own living room, and all the different scores are stored on your console for your game.
What would you say was the biggest challenge when you go from system to system? Because, as I mentioned, you know, you're going to be on the Switch and you're going to be on the Sony platforms and also the Xbox platforms.
Yeah, the most critical part or the most challenging part is going... We started with PlayStation 5, and now we still need to go a bit of a way for the Switch version. And as you might know, the PS5 is a lot faster and has a lot more power than Switch. And so to get it right, to have it looking good on every console, that's the hardest part.
Now, do you have the poo-poo emoji? Because that's what everyone loves, right?
We have it. It's one of our power-ups, actually. The poop emoji is distracting your opponents with some poop on the screen.
What would be the one thing that, if you could just show somebody maybe 3 minutes of the game, what would be your favorite track or world to show?
There's the tropical track. I mentioned it before. That's my favorite because you drive through the different, through the area below the palms and also on the shore, and that's really a nice scene.
How about multiplayer, split screen, like that? How does that work?
We have single player mode and 2, 3, and 4 split screen mode.
Wow. What about cross-platform? Can you do that?
We don't do cross-platform with that title.
Yes. I know how expensive that is to get it to.
It's exactly the reason, right? Yes.
Yeah. We'll leave that to Call of Duty, right?
Yes.
For you guys, though, when I think about Harvest Life and Coastline Flight Simulator, you guys are very interesting, the projects you choose. Are you already working on Emoji Kart Racer 2, or are you on to something else now?
We currently work on something else, but I'm not able to tell you something about it right now. I'm sorry.
It is a secret.
Yes.
All right, so we're about to race right now on the PS5 Emoji Kart Racer. Which emoji are you picking?
I'm usually picking the heart eyes emoji.
Aww.
And put the party hat on it. and the car with the big motor block on the front. And that one in pink, that looks nice.
Right. And then I have not been back to Germany since 2019. Just on the side, how are things going coming out of the pandemic? I know there's a war going on not too far from you guys, but how are things coming on out of the pandemic right now?
Actually, in our part of Germany, the life is almost normal as before.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some downsides, but we are vaccinated. A lot of people are vaccinated now, unfortunately. But I think we are on a good way.
For more information, how can people find out about Emoji Kart Racer? Where should we go?
You could either go on our website on joindots.com or just pop up on the PSN store right now.
Oh, it's on the PSN right now?
It's on the PSN right now, yes.
Do you know how much the price point is in the United States?
Yes, we have $29.99 for PS5 and $24.99 for the PS4 version.
Well, that's a lot better than $69, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
That was the goal.
Das ist sehr billig, nicht teuer. Richtig? Ja, genau.
We try to have a good price point, and in our games, you are not forced to buy anything further. You buy the game, and you can play the game.
There he is, Torsten Vogt from Join Dots, the game Emoji Kart Racer on the 4 and a 5 right now, coming to the Xbox and the Switch next month. Vielen Dank, Torsten.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We will come on back on Sports Byline.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's
800-634-0482. The Video Game Review. Rise, Nerd.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome. We're with you around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening. And it is 40 after. That means it's time to give away the brand new game. Yes, this is what we do every show at 40 after. Is you just go ahead and email me the correct answer to a very simple question I'm going to ask Rick at sportsbyline.com, email address. Once again, Rick at sportsbyline.com. And published by, which I like that as well. And does that sound like one person that made the game? Yeah, sounds like Lauren Lemke made the game, yeah, which is a nice accomplishment. And, you know, over the years, going to the game developer conference and competition, are a true, it's so hard. You know, that's why there's so many one hit wonders. Make it with a bill. Hard day's night. I should sleep like a log. It's a hard day's night and work like a dog. I was like, well, that's easy. Well, right? Get a little at times, to say the least. Question is in the Pterosaurus. Let me read you the blurb. Play as a giant monster and wreak havoc on humanity in the retro city smash of Hemosaurus. Slap helicopters. Simple ways to. Bugs. Yes, there is language. I just think language means. It's like, when did attitude automatically mean bad attitude? It's like attitude. So my question is this game kind of like Rampage, or is this game kind of like Myst? Just let me know. Rick at SportsBlind.com, second tangible win for the PS4. Once again, is this game, which is called Terror of Hemosaurus from Lauren Lemke and Digirati Distribution, is this game from, I was muffled. Let me repeat the question again. It's about the bad connections today. As I said, we've got just ridiculously bad weather in California right now. No excuse, Rick. The question is this game like Rampage? And thank you for Robert for letting me know that. Is this game like Rampage, or is this game more like Myst? And then you will win the game Terror of Hemosaurus for the PS4. for a second correct answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. All right, we got that out of the way. Some other things to Skull and Bones has now been delayed a time. Now, for those of you who are pirate-loving gamers, Skull and Bones has been in development for not one, not two, not three, LeBron, 10 years. And we thought that the game would finally come out on March 9th. Well, that's not the case. Because Ubisoft is saying that it will be delayed. What's the new release date? There is none. Now, it could have been worse, because this game has been scrapped 3 times. Delayed 6 and scrapped 3 times. So it might not be there yet, but apparently it is coming. Also, Xbox received a lot of flack last year for not launching enough games, especially exclusives, a lot of third party. That's why the studio is kicking off a blockbuster showcase coming out on January 25th. Yes, it is on its way. Bethesda will be doing a joint showcase with them and likely will outline what the two studios have planned for the year ahead. And it's confirmed to include news on Redfall, Minecraft Legends, The Elder Scrolls Online, and if you're waiting for Starfield news, that will be getting a showcase of its own. And the scary thing for me is, as a PS5 guy, is wondering how long I'll have to wait for these games to come over to these Sony systems, right? Speaking of that, PlayStation leaked a third-person shooter video today, and it was gooey. If you like, you can see a lot of aliens getting shot, and it looked a little like Mass Effect, but this will be built on the Unreal Engine. And by the way, Redfall, as I mentioned, do have a launch date for that now. It's reportedly going to come out on May 2nd, which are some of the previous weeks that we have had as well. This was shared by someone online who apparently is in the know. This is a Hideo Kojima unannounced game, Overdose, as well. And in addition, and Brad Sams, that apparently was able to be a, we'll see if that's going to come down or not. But this guy, his name is 15, he says, if there was any doubt, Redfall can now be 100% confirmed with the release date of May 2nd, 2023. And then Brad Sam says, Redfall, 2nd May, Redfall, May 2. Yeah, that'd be second fall. Then again, I remember when I was working at the Warriors flagship station, I was doing a pregame show at the Oakland Coliseum before a playoff game with the when the Lunar Brow was over on New Orleans, and it was just like Curry play or not. And I was on the air. I was in one of the club levels, and I said, he's probably not going to play. And a guy called me, and he's like, he's definitely going to play. And I'm like, how do you know? He says, I know a guy who works at the Coliseum, and he told me. I'm like, yeah, I don't buy it. He's like, oh, he got furious. I know someone who works there. I go with the name Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, or Steph Curry, because if it's not one of those three, I don't believe you. He works there. He knows. Steph Curry didn't play. We'll see. But Redfall will be available on Xbox Game Pass from day one. So reportedly an early access period for a game similar to Forza Horizon. But Red is the first AAA release Xbox in 2023. And as I mentioned, that there's, and we got a lot of pressure on the developers, and that's making this is kind of carrying the flag right now. And in an interview, the studio, shocking and scary, and there'll be a lot of feedback on it and people and see what they worked on it during the pandemic. But I knew a lot of Left 4 Dead, which was a... Do you remember The Witch? I always wanted to, because it would just cry. And you want to be very quiet if people would get you. I remember I got a scope rifle and I was up in this tower at a train station and I shot The Witch with a scope rifle. But they say it's not going to be arcane. It's not going to be so much like Left 4 Dead. They say it'll be just between. Scares me about Far Cry 2 is your. You needed the drugs. And then you drug dealer's camp. You use up all your health, all your ammo, all your XPs and EPs. It just, and then like 20 minutes later, you'd have to do it all over again. Not to tell you the truth, they will not be there. They're going to showcase simply because of just how massive the project. And to me, that's No Man's Sky meets Skyrim. Unbelievable. Right. So once again, the Xbox Direct showcase, the January 20th. All right, let's get to week Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Fallanders, strategy game. Worlds, platformer on the Switch. Surviving the Abyss, this simulation. World Championship, it's on the PC, self-explanatory. Definitely not Fried Chicken. This is a PC sim, and this looks kind of like a top-down RPG, kind of a Command and Conquer, but with a mall. That's just from what I'm getting from its cover. Wings of Blue Star. This is an action shooter for the Nintendo Switch. A Space for the Unbound, an adventure game. It looks kind of like a cover of a Nancy Drew book. This is for the Xbox One, the PS4, PC, and the Switch. Aquatico. This is not Aquatico, a strategy game for the PC. Colossal Cave adventure game available for everybody, even on Amazon, PS4, PS5, Mac OS, PC, Xbox. This is a simulation game. Golfy, that's right, not Wolfie. Golfy, a game as well on the Meta. Rain World Downpour Adventure DLC expansion. Emblem Engage. This is an RPG strategy for the Nintendo Switch. Monster Eyes for PS5, Xbox One, Xbox X and S. Hockey Jockey Ride On Horror for the Apple. And then finally, The Pioneers, Surviving Desolation Early. It'll be on the personal computer. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat codes. Send your requests to Rick at Sports Byline. So come on back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Video Game Review.
The Video Game Review.